USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A former Navy SEAL has died in Ukraine. U.S. Navy says Daniel Swift, who had been listed as an active deserter since 2019, died in the country. He's the sixth American known to have died while reportedly fighting in Ukraine, although it's unknown why he was in the Eastern European country. Russian use of private military companies in Ukraine is in the financial crosshairs of the Biden administration.
In the White House briefing yesterday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby showed satellite images of Russian trains leaving North Korea in November with full cargo loads. The intermediary for these arms shipments is the mercenary Wagner Group.
As his military continues to struggle in Ukraine, President Putin is increasingly turning to Wagner.
By designating Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization, the White House hopes to curtail Russia's efforts in Ukraine. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
More than 7 million people across the country are under winter weather alerts as another wild weather system is set to slam the Northeast. Heavy snow expected in New Hampshire, New York, Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont. And the region won't get much of a break once the system passes. Another one building in the Rockies could hit the Northeast early in the week. Today marking 25 years since the first major political scandal to break in the age of the Internet.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Americans woke up on this day in 1998 to learn of the alleged affair between then-President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky. The story was leaked online by the Drudge Report. Clinton testified in front of a grand jury and later admitted to the relationship. The scandal culminated in an impeachment trial that halted in the Senate. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
An Illinois judge grants a temporary restraining order keeping a new gun control law from being enforced. About 800 lawsuits against the state's new ban on, quote, assault weapons were filed in state and federal courts. The law puts a limit on the sale of high-capacity ammunition magazines and bans devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rounds automatically. Those opposing the measure say it violates their Second Amendment rights. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker remains confident the law will be upheld. A handful of Colorado police officers and paramedics are pleading not guilty in the killing of Elijah McClain.
McClain, a black man, died while in police custody a little over 3 years ago after he was placed in a chokehold and given ketamine while handcuffed. Police officer Randy Rodema and former officer Jason Rosenblatt will be tried separately for their role in restraining McClain, while paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniek will also face a separate trial for injecting McClain with ketamine. Medical experts have said the ketamine injection led to McClain's death. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Existing home sales across the USA are at a 12-year low. The National Association of Realtors said that sales of previously owned homes fell 1.5% last month and were down for the 11th straight month. High mortgage rates and tight supply kept many buyers on the sidelines. The group's chief economist expects sales to pick up again soon due to declining mortgage rates. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.